The date, November 2nd, 2021. The show, CNN 10. The host, Mwah, Coral Azuz. Total running time, exactly 10 minutes, so let's get rolling. COP 26 is not a police officer. The COP stands for Conference of the Parties, a gathering of members of the United Nations, and the 26 is because this is the 26th year that the Global Climate Summit has been held. That's happening this week and next week in Glasgow, Scotland. Tens of thousands of world leaders, their representatives, negotiators, businesses, and citizens are there, and all of these COP conferences are focused on the issue of climate change. The UN says this was a fringe issue when the summits began, and that it's now a global priority, though different nations have different levels of commitment to it. Carbon dioxide emissions are front and center here. Most scientists say these emissions are harming the global environment by causing Earth's average temperatures to heat up. A smaller group of scientists say climate change happens naturally and that the Earth can absorb human carbon emissions. But the goal of these UN summits is for member countries to lay out new plans to reduce their emissions of carbon dioxide. A significant event took place during COP21 in 2015. It was held in the French capital, and in what became known as the Paris Agreement, countries committed to reduce their carbon emissions by certain amounts. This could include relying less on coal for energy and more on renewable forms like solar or wind power. The COP21 commitments were not legally binding, meaning there was no penalty if nations failed to meet them. And while supporters of the Paris Agreement, like former U.S. President Barack Obama, called it, quote, the best chance to save the planet, the United Nations says the COP21 commitments didn't come close to achieving their goals. So during COP26, the UN is pushing for even greater efforts to reduce carbon emissions.
The Australian government on Tuesday announcing its pledge to take the country to net zero carbon emissions by 2050, whereby greenhouse gas production is limited and any remaining greenhouse gases in the atmosphere are removed. This coming ahead of the COP26 climate talks in Glasgow, Scotland. But Australia has not pledged to be more ambitious on its 2030 carbon reductions targets. Australia says it's on track to reduce its carbon emissions by 26 to 28% of 2005 levels by 2030. Speaking Tuesday, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said his targets would not compromise jobs in the Australian mining industry. Australia is one of the world's largest exporters of coal. Instead, they would rely on new technologies such as carbon soil sequestration and new green energy technologies, which are so far unproven.
Australians want action on climate change. They're taking action on climate change. But they also want to protect their jobs and their livelihoods. They also want to keep the cost of living down. And they also want to protect the Australian way of life, especially in rural and regional areas.
10-second trivia. Which of these adjectives is derived from a Latin term meaning steersman, gubernatorial, sartorial, naval, or avuncular? Gubernator sounds like the Latin term for steersman or governor, and it's where we get our word gubernatorial. And two U.S. gubernatorial races factor into our next report this Tuesday. One of them is in the Garden State, New Jersey. The other is in the Old Dominion State, Virginia. Both are being held today, and while most gubernatorial races don't get the amount of national attention that presidential elections do, these two in particular are closely watched as types of forecasts about how America's two main political parties are faring. Interest is particularly high during a time of deep political divisions and the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Here's CNN 10 contributor Rachel Janfaza with a look at events in two eastern states.
Both Virginia and New Jersey hold their elections for governor 1 year after a presidential election, Carl. You may have heard these races referred to as bellwether elections, but you might be wondering, what does a bellwether election really mean? Well, the term bellwether refers to something that's a predictor for or resembles a larger phenomenon. The word actually comes from Old Middle English, when a bell was put around the neck of a ram, also known as a wether, to lead a flock of sheep in one direction. Think of a bellwether as a leader, or to put it in the context of 2021, an influencer. Back to the politics, these gubernatorial races can provide a glimpse into how the country is feeling 1 year after a general election season and can predict trends for how the country may act 1 year moving forward during the midterm elections. Often, but not always, these elections go in favor of the party not in the White House. For example, in 2005, Democrats clinched in both Virginia and New Jersey. At the time, pundits said that served as a warning sign for Republicans and President George W. Bush. And in 2009, Republicans won in both states, which didn't look so great for President Barack Obama, though both President Bush and President Obama ended up completing 2 full terms as president. So while what happens in Virginia and New Jersey isn't a direct creed for what will happen across the country moving forward, it can give a sense of how America's feeling in the off year.
Up next, CNN heroes, the top 10 of them for 2021. If you've been watching our show throughout this calendar year, you might remember several of these faces. These are people being recognized for their extraordinary efforts to improve others' lives. CNN has chosen the top 10 heroes, but who chooses the overall winner, and what exactly does he or she win?
I'm Anderson Cooper. This year we celebrate a milestone, the 15th anniversary of CNN Heroes. For a decade and a half, we've had the honor of introducing you to extraordinary everyday people who are changing the world. And in a time when we need kindness and courage more than ever, we're thrilled to announce this year's top 10 CNN Heroes. From Philadelphia, pediatric surgeon Ayla Stanford saw COVID-19 ravaging communities of color, so she built trust and brought testing and vaccinations to more than 75,000 people. From San Francisco, David Flink is building understanding and confidence using his journey with ADHD and dyslexia to help kids with learning differences across America thrive. In New York City, Hector Guadalupe uses fitness training to help formerly incarcerated men and women like himself get family-sustaining jobs and build careers. From Cartagena, Colombia, Jennifer Colpas brings eco-friendly energy, safe water, and sanitation to struggling Colombians living in remote areas. Linda Dowdy of Phippsburg, Maine, monitors 2,500 miles of coastline, providing life-saving support and medical care to thousands of marine animals. From Bali, Indonesia, exchanging plastic waste for rice, restaurant owner Made Janur Yasa has sent tons of plastic for recycling and provided food to thousands of families during the pandemic. And in Simi Valley, California, Michelle Neff Fernandez has turned her profound grief into sustaining support for the widowed. Oncologist Patricia Gordon walked away from her Beverly Hills private practice to save women around the world from dying of preventable and treatable cervical cancer. On LA's Skid Row, Shirley Raines brings dignity and respect to thousands of homeless people every week, rain or shine. And in Maiduguri, Nigeria, Zena Mustafa educates orphan children from both sides of a violent extremist conflict, providing support to more than 2,000 boys and girls a year. Congratulations, the top 10 CNN heroes of 2021. Now it's time for you to choose who inspires you the most. Who should be named CNN Hero of the Year and receive $100,000 to continue their great work? Go to CNNHeroes.com right now to vote. And be sure to watch the 15th annual CNN Heroes All-Star Tribute as we announce the Hero of the Year and celebrate all of this year's honorees live Sunday, December 12th.
Twenty-six days from the start of Hanukkah and 53 days from Christmas, it seems like this might be on someone's wish list. It's a Japanese hover bike. It's a hybrid with 4 battery-powered motors and a gas engine. Its range is about 40 minutes of flight time, and its top speed is said to be around 60 miles per hour. Of course, you might need a pilot's license to operate it, and you will need $700,000 to put it in your garage or hangar. But you can bike on having fans hover around. When you get that fly ride off the ground, when they hear this sound, they'll all abound like a flock of birds all fluttering downtown, all bound to try and hound you. If you're lost but then get found you, get props when yours get wound and seeing what's up when you get down. I wasn't planning a rap today, but that one just kind of took off. Shout out goes out to Catoosa High School in Catoosa, Oklahoma. Thank you for watching on YouTube. I'm Carl Azus for CNN.